T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 8:33. Welcome to Overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey, and Maria Kina is joining us.
Yay!
In the studio.
Maria.
Hi, Maria. Along with Hancock and Kelly, who will be holding forth from 9 to 11.
That's what they say.
The calls are crazy. People are demanding you guys come back every day.
Really?
So you're back today.
Woohoo!
Yes.
I'm about out of relatives now.
All right. Well, you know, what are we going to talk about? There's just never anything to talk about. But John Hancock walks into the studio and he tells me that he has rethought his position that we talked about yesterday.
Now, really? You were not going to be a Hillary supporter?
No. I have revisited this whole transgender thing. You know, when the news broke yesterday, we were sitting in here. And the president's tweet was that in consultation with his generals, he was announcing that they were going to ban transgendered people from serving in the military.
Fake news.
To which I said, look, the military is about performing, you know, destroying things and killing people. That's what the military does. And if this is what the general's position is, then I support it. But come to find out, at least as news reporting goes, could be fake news, Kelly. But as the news reporting goes, the generals, in fact, did not encourage that policy, and it kind of came out, it grew out of an effort by our own Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who had a proposal in the Armed Services Appropriation Bill to stop paying for transgender surgeries, and that got to the White House, and the president took that proposal and then came out with no transgender military personnel, period. Apparently, that caught the generals by surprise. I'm not saying I disagree with the policy. But you don't set military policy without consultation, coordination, and agreement from the folks that are running the military.
And letting your defense secretary in on your tweet as well, because apparently the defense secretary wasn't.
And that's a problem.
I've revisited my
support for
another observation there. John McCain came out yesterday and said, hey, if you're fit and medically ready to be in the United States Armed Services, you ought to be able to serve. And I think that was also a blow to the administration. One would have to wonder if the president just can do this stuff without his generals knowing. Can he launch missiles without them knowing?
You can't. No.
Let's hope.
Well, can he change this policy via a tweet? Because I imagine there has to be some paperwork involved. Something needs to be signed. You can't just, you know, rule by tweet. Right, John Hancock?
That is correct.
He has to do something.
He is the commander-in-chief. He can set military policy. And I'm sure there's a protocol that you go through to do that. And I hope that now the leadership and the generals and the Joint Chiefs and Jim Mattis will sit down and determine collectively what the best path forward is for the United States military.
It's also my understanding that the generals, the Pentagon had wanted a 6-month review on this.
That's right.
Because the policy has only been in effect for a year. The new policy under President Obama. So they wanted a 6-month review.
In December.
Correct. And that's what blindsided them, because they were under the understanding we were going to wait 6 months before any kind of a decision's rendered here.
And to Congresswoman Hartzler's point that she says transgenders are so expensive for the military, the Washington Post had an article that says that the military spends 5 times more on Viagra than any potential cost of treating transgender, which makes you wonder, I'm going to throw it out there again, why is Viagra medically necessary? It is not.
Right, because
it is not.
It wasn't until we passed Obamacare that birth control for females was covered, right?
But Viagra was.
But Viagra, we always want to make sure.
Erections are not medically necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just had to say that.
I'm 53 years old. That's all I'm going to say.
But still not medically necessary, John. Your life will still function just fine.
In fact, it does. Because I don't like to talk.
Speaking of function, we've got to go to a break here. And when we come back, we'll have traffic and weather. And I'm going to just say it again. If you're leaving the house, ladies and gentlemen, there's probably some wet roadways, some water pools. cooling. Please take it easy. It's been a crazy morning for our traffic reporters who probably need a break and a cup of coffee. It's Overtime at 8:43. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Hancock and Kelly and Maria Kina. And one of the big stories this morning is a death at the Ohio State Fair in Columbus, Ohio, and Governor Kasich has declared that the rides at the state fair will not be operational today until they get all of them inspected. And there's a lot of video. It's the same video. Somebody had their camera phone going that shows how this ride kind of came apart and at least seven people injured, one person dead. And not to make fun of this in any way, but we hear this more and more. I always wonder if it's because carnival rides are unsafe or because once there's an accident, then our attention is on it, so we report every accident. But I have to say, as a person who loves rides, I mean, when I see a carnival, the little kid in me kicks in. I want to stop. I want to go on all the rides. And I don't. I have to say, I don't. I stop myself because I have fears of this. I'm not afraid of amusement parks necessarily because I feel like they are better inspected or maybe better controlled. But I do avoid carnival rides these days. What about you, John Hancock?
I've always avoided them. You know, I kind of like my stomach right there just above my belt. Yes. I don't like it in my throat. And these rides out there, you're going fast and it's scary. I mean, it's scary. We went to Disney World. The kids made me ride one of these things, you know, and they take the picture of you when you're coming down. And the kids are smiling. They got their hands up. And I look like I'm literally in a torture chamber. I mean, wow.
Were you weeping like a small child?
It was bad. My eyes are closed. It's grimaced up. I mean, it was bad. Bad.
Yeah.
Stay off of those things.
And I don't like them at all. But I don't like flying either. I have a inner ear disturbance, so I get physically ill with dizziness and nausea. So I don't go near them.
Stick with me, kid. We'll stick on the ground.
I love rides. I love going to the amusement parks, etc. I'm with you. I get excited when I see it, but I've kind of stayed away from those little carnivals too, mainly because the rides aren't as exciting, you know?
Well, mm-hmm. They're portable.
The Ferris wheel's only 20 feet tall.
Well, when I was in high school, I was at this place called Frontier Days, this big celebration in Arlington Heights, big fair every year. We're on the zipper. You know, the zipper. And when we were flying up and, you know, flying around, our door opened.
Ooh,
now,
my.
You're flipping around, going up and down and around, and your car is individually spinning, and our door flew open. Now, we did have seat belts on, but still, it was really scary, and we were screaming every time we came around to the guy, like, our door is open! And he's like, yeah, you know, as we go around again. So that was scary. But then I was at a fair in South Carolina. I was doing reporting on this fair, and so I went on one of the rides, and they actually had to stop it because our car was not pinned correctly to the car behind us, so it was loose. And that was kind of when I said, you know what?
Yeah.
That's like a couple incidents in 3 years. I think I'm done for now.
Well, and the inspection process, you just have to wonder about that, especially with these traveling carnivals going
that's
from place to place. You
right.
know, how strict or stringent really are the inspections?
And they have to take them up and down quickly.
No, I do know, because I spent 7 years of my life playing the piano at Six Flags.
Right.
And those rides, I mean, they go through and they every decade or so have an incident, but those rides go through very strenuous inspections. Mm-hmm. And they're stable. They're put in place
right.
and they've got a whole maintenance crew there, and it's a different deal than the traveling carnival.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't been to Six Flags yet this season, but I have to go, but it's been my goal to get my kids to like roller coasters.
They do not.
They, well, not really.
Well, leave them alone.
This is a big disappointment for me.
With John and I.
Yeah, just let them hang out with me and Maria. We'll take care of them.
They do like horror movies, though.
I'm with you. I love roller coasters. I've been to this place called, I think it's called Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah, in Ohio. Yeah,
the roller coaster capital. It's so awesome. It is so awesome. I could go and there and spend days riding those roller coasters.
When I was a kid, every vacation, every summer, our vacation would revolve around, we'd camp at a place where there was an amusement park. So the amusement park was the highlight of the trip, and then the rest of it, you know, was
all
just
right,
waiting to go.
Favorite roller coaster in the world that you've ridden?
The Millennium at Cedar Point for me.
That would be hard.
The Millennium at Cedar Point. I'm going to say Space Mountain.
Yeah, inside. Space Mountain. You like things in the dark, don't you?
a local one that always gives me a thrill, Mr. Freeze at Six Flags.
Mr. Freeze. Freeze.
Yeah. I can't name one. I've never been on one.
Never been on one.
Except like Pixie Land when they had that little baby one when I was, I don't know, 5 years old.
All right. Well, we...
Pictures. I want to see pictures.
Pixieland.
If you had $40, what would be the best way to buy some happiness? I have the results of a study.
Ooh.
I think Maria is going to agree with me on this one. We'll see if Hancock and Kelly agree. That's coming up on Overtime next. It's 8:48.
Total Information AM Overtime. The conversation continues on KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 8:52. Oh, we have so much fun during the commercial breaks here in Studio B.
That's Overtime Uncensored.
Too bad they're so short, those commercials.
That's the pay-per-view
version is during the commercial breaks. So Debbie Monterey, along with Maria Kina, Hancock, and Kelly. And if you were given $40 on the condition that you had to spend it on something that would make you really happy... I know. John's laughing.
Is this safe for radio?
Yes. This is not the commercial version. We're on the air now, John. So just keep it clean.
I'm reading something funny. Oh,
okay.
Over here.
Well, without quizzing you each on what you would spend, here is what, according to a journal I've never heard of called PNAS, would make you the happiest. Paying somebody to do chores for you. So if you took that $40 and you paid someone to clean your house, that would make you so happy. And I completely agree with that.
Huh. See, now I'm a freak and I like to clean my own house.
Okay, so maybe Maria's
like
on another.
A total freak.
So if I had.
Do you like to clean other people's
houses? Yes. Do you need some help?
I could use a little.
If I had $40 and I wasn't going to spend it on food and drink for my happiness, I'd get a pedicure.
Ooh.
I love getting a pedicure when your feet are getting done and then they give you that little leg massage.
Oh,
and
come on.
See,
Kelly.
I don't want
it's
anybody
lovely.
Messing around with my toes. Yeah,
come on, Kelly. What are you doing to us over there?
What are you talking about?
The whole mental picture.
Real
of that
men
whole thing.
Get pedicures. You think your wife wants those scraggly toenails scratching on her?
Ugh.
Yeah, you know what, Michael? When you say that, wow. I tell people every summer, if you're going to start wearing sandals, please get yourself a pedicure.
Yes.
Or get a pedeg or, you know, one of those pumice stones. Please pay attention to your feet, because if you're going to make me look at them, I don't want to look at your nasty, calloused, gross,
dry feet.
I'm with you.
See, but Hancock was going to give me some trouble because I wanted to get a pedicure.
Moisturizer is
pedicures
key.
Rock. Yeah. But it says that now it's not just a thing of the wealthy. It's more middle class people are now spending money to get other people to do things that they don't want to do, like schedule things for them, pick up their dry cleaning, do their house chores. And really, if you think about it, this is the way economies work in countries that aren't as well off as the U.S. If you are, say, living in South America or Africa and you're middle class or upper middle class, you're going to pay other people to do that for you. And that's how you keep the economy going. You keep people employed.
Yeah.
We kind of have gotten away from that. But, you know, as a working mother with two kids and a husband, I can't keep up with my house, frankly. We have a robot vacuum cleaner, and now we have a cleaning service that comes every other week. It has changed my life. It makes me so happy.
Do you clean before the cleaning people are going
to
come? I do, too.
But here's the other thing. The kids do, too. They don't care if I nag them constantly about cleaning their stuff up. But if I say Neato, which is a robot vacuum, Neato is going to suck up that thing. If you don't pick it up, they'll pick it up for Neato or the cleaning people, not for me.
Is Neato spying on you? Did you see that report?
Yeah, probably. I guess if somebody needs the layout to my house and they're going to contact my robotic vacuum, I'm not sure what they're going to do with that information.
It's absorbing information. It's not just absorbing dirt. Apparently, it's like collecting information on us.
Neato is out there. Well, now that is scary. I'm fortunate because my wife, she keeps the house pristine.
Yeah.
I mean, she's amazing. So that $40 would not be well spent for me. But, gosh, I don't think I'd get a pedicure either.
No.
And, you know, for $40, you don't need $40 to be happy. You just need to get out of bed and be happy in the morning. Coming in here every day to be
you know what you could do with $40 to make yourself happy?
Yeah.
Take me to lunch.
Well, that would not make me happy. Now, your $40 going to lunch would make me very happy.
All right. Well, we have about 20 seconds. What's coming up on Hancock and Kelly?
We've got the mayor of the city of St. Louis. It's her 100th day in office. She's going to come spend some time with us and talk about the whirlwind.
All right. A whole hour with Hancock and Kelly coming up after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.